Well, each year, the Red River Farm Network hits the road in late August to get a perspective on crop conditions. Farm broadcaster Don Wick has this update from the start of the crop tour.
Randy, day two of the Red River Farm Network crop tour starts this morning in Langdon and will be wrapping up this afternoon in Fessenden, North Dakota. We were on the western leg of our tour to begin the week with stops yesterday in Steele, McCluskey, and Garrison. Jason Foss leads North Shore Seed at Garrison and says the sunflowers have advanced rapidly in just this past week.
Just looking how much the petals have dropped and starting to dry up a little bit, which falls in the air, I guess.
What's your expectations for this sunflower crop?
Of course, everyone wants to see a ton, and I would be disappointed if it didn't. Hey, this is a good-looking crop.
Jason, tell me about the rest of your portfolio. What's the season like for your corn, soybeans, canola?
We have seen some better canola fields that were planted later. You know, they maybe came in and caught a little more moisture at the end or in the beginning than what the wheat and the canola went in. We also have a couple of really good varieties of soybeans in that 03 maturity dates, and then our corn, nice platform of corn.
Field agronomist Larry Lunder hosted the first day of our tour. The crop is in good condition in his territory.
For the most part of it, it has been the best moisture system I've seen in quite some time. Some of the crop, in my opinion, some of the dry land crop looks so good. I almost hate to talk about it because you feel like you're going to jinx it with some natural disaster, a hailstorm or an early frost. But we're looking to have a very good dry land soybean crop. I would say the same thing with the corn and the sunflowers, which seem to always perform pretty well in our conditions, are looking to have yet another very good year, too. So the look is very optimistic and it looks really good.
We were talking earlier, you're pretty optimistic about this soybean crop.
I feel really good about it. I don't know if I will see once it comes off, but this might be the best one I've ever seen in my career, and that spans a little while.
We'll be checking on the condition of the crops in North Dakota and Northwest Minnesota throughout this week. It is the Red River Farm Network Crop Tour presented by Pioneer. I'm Don Wick on the Red River Farm Network.
Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Whitney Pittman also on the tour.
Red River Farm Network's Crop Tour presented by Pioneer continues south of Mercer, North Dakota, and we are talking with Mid-State Ag's Paul Hagen. Talk about the field conditions here in this area. What have things been like so far this growing season?
Well, it started out, we had fairly decent moisture to start out with, and then we went through a long period of hot, dry weather. Fortunately, we've had just enough rain at just about the right times. We have a little bit of cupping due to the extra heat and all the smoke and stuff that's in the air. But that being said, the pods they're coming along very nicely. We're just starting to see some coloring where some of the foliage is starting to getting close to fall. So as you look through the plots, not only ours but anybody's, you'll see by variety the earlier varieties are turning yellow more. Pods are full, they're developed, and now it's just, you know, harvest. And what a great time that is for everybody.
And what kind of yield potential are you seeing?
With beans, it's hard to tell. But I know, like last year, we ranged all the way across the 30s. I would hope that this year it's going to be better than that. You know, I'm looking at hopefully in the 40s. So Mother Nature has a lot to do because it's still not in the bin. But once it is, I think everybody is going to be happy. The small grains forecast for that was supposed to be so much lower than it is. So that gives everybody the excitement that, well, the row crops are going to be the same way. And it seems to be looking that way with the corn. Canola is phenomenal. Pioneer has their Liberty Link canola, and we do a lot of the 505 SML that producers have put in. With any indications there, that should be running well over 2,000 pounds.
And thanks to Whitney Pittman, Don Wick on the Red River Farm Network Crop Tour presented by Pioneer. We'll have more on that at the noon show.